And top of the evening to ya. What's up? You are here listening to Carl and Tommy. Happy July, Carl.
Happy July. 4th of July weekend.
I know.
What?
4th of July, celebrating our fine country's independence from naughty Britain. I threw some tea in the lake earlier. Just try to get it going a little bit.
I pissed in it.
So you did?
That's my contribution to the cause.
Just let it hang over the bridge and just peed right in there. Well, welcome. This is our episode 4 on this night prior to our celebration of our independence.
Yes.
How's it going, Carl?
Very well.
Yeah.
Friday.
I know.
Long weekend for many people.
Many.
Yes. Not so much for me, but...
No, not so much for me either. I have to work tomorrow, but... It's totes cool.
Totally cool.
Totes cool.
Just celebrating the red, white, and blue.
Yeah. Those are the colors of our country.
Also of many countries.
Yes. Those are really popular colors.
Well, they're...
They're... Yeah. We're not even...
Two of the primary colors, and then white.
I was going to say two of them are... And then white. White, so you gotta be right.
What?
All right, so let's tell our listeners, Mr. Carl, what we're going to be covering tonight, starting off with the DOTN, the drink of the night.
Do we want to talk about the DOTN?
Do it first, and then let's run down what we're doing this evening.
We are drinking our... The title name of the drink is Going Out Cruisin', which we are not doing either of tonight, but it is Cruisin' Black Cherry Rum... Correct?
Yes.
Yes. And either Diet Coke or regular Coke.
Yeah, going out cruising.
So it does taste pretty much exactly like a cherry Coke, and you really can't taste the rum,
which is
very good. Yeah, which can be very dangerous. So.
Yeah, it is a little dangereux, but I like it. That was Carl just funneling his
away at it.
So tell the listeners what else we're going to be covering tonight.
We got some shout-outs to two close friends tonight. Then, of course, covering 4 very interesting songs in the music categories.
Mm-hmm.
Some not so much this week in music, but very important to touch on.
Yes.
Then, of course, So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah.
And then just talk a little about the future of the Carl and Tommy show.
Yeah, future.
What?
Well, I love the future. If any of you are related to any of the major broadcast networks and you like to pick up Carl and Tommy, we are available for negotiations.
Yes.
We would love to both quit our jobs and be full-time broadcasters. Mm-hmm. We would happily sell the name Carl and Tommy. We will whore ourselves out for money.
We will sell out. We are not... This is not something that we need to keep.
No. I would absolutely love...
The integrity of the Carl and Tommy show intact.
Let's say, for example... I worked for one of the nation's premier satellite radio broadcasting companies that may or may not rhyme with Schmerius Maxmem. And I was
good
looking
cover with that.
You like that? And I was looking for a brand new hot act to broadcast on my channel. The first place I would think, Carl and Tommy. I'd be like,
yes.
Book them. Get them their own time slot.
We do need to be on the OutQ network.
Oh God, I know. And their programming is jam packed. I would love to do a weekend show with them, but it's really hard to get in there. I love how I can hear your drink. Oh God. Yeah. So if you have any relation to Schmerius Maxmem, or OutQ,
or if you have a rich dad, grandfather, uncle, aunt.
Yeah.
Who just wants to support us.
Yeah.
And thinks we're funny.
Or if you have a relative who is famous and has a TV show and you want us to come on it.
True.
That'd be pretty cool, too, if you
sort
that out. All right.
Because it's episode 4, so we're already bored with
doing... Yes. Oh, and speaking of Epi 4, episode 4, we're over 1,000 listeners.
Very impressive.
Yes. Join us.
I am so surprised.
Join us. You can search us in iTunes, Carl and Tommy, Carl with a K, non-tradish spelling. Carl and Tommy, search us. We're in the comedy and entertainment category on iTunes. You can also listen to our podcast via Podomatic. If you go to carlandtommy.podomatic.com, you can listen right through the viewer, which is built into the website, or you can join our Facebook group. If you search Carl and Tommy on Facebook, you can play the show right from the group page, which is really cool. You'll also catch a brand new super hot video for one of our favorite songs, Pyromania, which was just released. Check it out. The video is literally exactly how Carl explained that he would direct it, with bursts of fire and all. So it's exciting. Just check us out.
Nobody getting hurt, though.
Yeah, no one's getting hurt. I know. No one's getting burned. Oh, and don't forget, you can email us your suggestions, show topics, whatever you want. We've gotten quite a few emails the last couple of weeks. It was a little slow this week, but that's cool. carlandtommy@gmail.com. And, all right, where are we going next? We did Drink of the Night. Out cruising. Are we jumping right into going music, or cruising. Are we doing... Oh, no. We should talk about our shout-outs.
Yes.
Yes.
So, last episode... or was it last episode or the second episode?
It was.
We talked about our good friend Amy, who... There might have been an incident in the bocce game at the beach. Not an incident so much as I personally sucked ass at bocce. I was literally throwing it like into the water, and I had really no idea, no control over the balls being thrown. So again, we talked about how Amy has played basically bocce since she was a little kid. So
she pretty much came out of the womb.
Yeah, playing bocce.
Bocce ready.
Tim wasn't a very good player either, so he basically gave up. And then, you know, I guess... I guess when Amy listened to the show, she was... She thought we were mad at her.
She really did.
And I just want to say that that's completely not true. I actually felt bad because Amy is the experienced bocce player, and I suck so badly. Like, to the level where you, like... You shouldn't even be allowed to play. Like, even though it's just a fun game, like, you shouldn't be allowed to play this game. So,
yes.
We're very sorry for Amy. She actually Facebooked us and let us know that she was just trying to teach us the rules and she didn't want it to be mean. And I felt so bad because our intention was not to... The intention was more, I thought, to make fun of us because we suck so badly at bocce. And
yes.
Amy was a good bocce player.
She was fantastic.
And you could see her getting, like, you know... visibly annoyed, which...
I'm playing the national anthem of her people in celebration of her bocce skills in the background.
Which I'm sure, being 4th of July and her being Italian, they're playing... They probably started a tournament already.
Yes, yes. Related to some kind of vino...
Yes.
...beverage association.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know. I did learn on the Housewives of New Jersey that you put... An Italian thing is to get Coke and then put a splash of wine in it.
Oh.
Or a shot of wine in it.
Really?
Remember, that's what they got at the... When... what's her name?
Teresa?
The redheaded, the older one.
Oh, Caroline.
When she went to dinner or lunch with her sister.
Oh,
and her sister
yes.
was like, I want a Coke, and then put a shot of wine in it.
It's yes. Oh, so, my yes. girls. My Jersey girls.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Prostitution whore.
Prostitution whore. Cue the table flip. Oh, good
so.
God.
Well, so that's,
Amy,
I mean...
We're sorry.
Yeah,
we love
really
you.
Sorry, yeah.
We're probably two of your biggest fans. We cherish you.
Yes.
And your bocce skills. Basically, I couldn't deal with getting schooled in bocce, so I there was a fog rolling into the beach, and I
yes.
quickly disappeared into the fog. And she was like, where did Tim go? What happened? What's going on? And she thought
Tim doesn't like to be second best.
No, I don't know if anyone knows that.
But...
Yeah.
So he's not a graceful loser, so he would rather just walk back to the beach blankets.
It runs in the family because Kevin's not either, because Carl came over last weekend and schooled Kevin in Monopoly.
Which we did talk about.
Yeah, so that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It runs in the fam, that's all I'm saying. I love these white shorts. Just putting it out there.
I don't know.
And moving on.
I'm just saying, it's very white party.
I know. Every time I wear all white... Carl says, where's the white party?
Well, you are. You're in a white t-shirt and white shorts.
I know.
I mean.
It's summer. I wish I was in P-Town. That's the problem. There's crazy 4th of July shenanigans afoot in
you
the
just
P-Town.
You just want to see penis walking around because it's 4th of July in a place like P-Town.
P-Town. All right. enough about shenanigans in P-Town. Next shout out, Miss Irene.
Yes.
Our friend of the show.
China.
Miss China. I'll get her
jam.
Not
the WWE superstar.
No, not the tranny China from WWE. I'll get her jam in the background there. It's the national anthem of the People's Republic of China. So Irene has started her blog again, which is exciting. And she included the Carl and Tommy show in her blog. So she sent the link to like 7 billion people because she CC'd us on the email. So I just wanted to thank her. And rumor has it that she's investigating possibly coming to Rhode Island or the greater Rhode Island area for some kind of internship / entrepreneur. A little enterprise that she's trying to create. So best of luck. If she decides to come to this area, she will def be on the Carl and Tommy show because she is probably one of the most fun people to hang out with because she's batshit crazy and I love her.
Yes, she is. I love her too.
She drops a lot of F-bombs when she talks to her parents in Chinese, which is really, really funny.
And she speaks fluent Chinese, which is just...
Yes.
I'm pretty amazed when people can speak fluent languages.
Yes. Well, she's also really, really tiny, but eats like a fat kid at cake camp.
Yeah.
Buffet of food, eats, and then it's like, who wants dessert? And I'm like ready to fall over my chair.
But she puts everything on top of lettuce. She eats everything with lettuce, like no matter what it is.
When she came to the beach, she had a big tray of spinach leaf lettuce.
Yeah. So,
I don't know.
And
if
we went to Cracker Barrel
one
time with her, and that's what she asked for.
Can I have some lettuce? And they're like, do you realize where you are, ma'am? And she was like, I don't know.
Yeah, oh, no.
I like Cracker Barrel. Can I have lettuce? And they're like, ma'am, we only have deep fried lettuce.
But she was eating like a full on like fried chicken dinner with gravy and biscuits.
Yeah,
with
she
just,
was.
Like, lettuce underneath.
Yeah, she was. So, I love Irene. Irene, seriously, we love you.
Yeah.
Come to the show. Fly in for the weekend. We'll pick you up at the train station.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's only New York.
Get here.
And I think the shout out definitely helps. Having 1,000 people, I couldn't, when you said that, I don't know. I just.
What did I tell you? The Facebook page is up to
74.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And over 1,000 views. I just think.
It's pretty cool.
You know, it's a lot of people.
We're very happy. Please email us, carlandtommy@gmail.com. We want to hear from you. We've gotten some good suggestions, some comments. We fixed some of the audio issues because people emailed in. We will have in the upcoming shows, well, you know, we'll talk about that later on because there is some things coming up for the future of the Carl and Tommy show. And we'll get to that at the end of the show. But where are we going next? I think we're going to music, right?
I think so.
Music. Because you know what? We're going to get totally off topic when we get to This Week in TV / So You Think You Can Dance.
Yes.
So, okay. This Week in Music, I don't know if any of you recognized the song that was at our the top of the hour, if you will, when we introed in this evening, but it is a fantastic song called I Just Want to Dance. It's from the Jerry Springer Opera featuring Allison Gere. Now, we heard this song, I don't even know how long ago. It was a pretty long time ago.
Yeah.
But it just came back up. Where were we when we heard this song?
I think Pride.
Were we at? Well, it probably was Pride. Yeah. They play the crap out of this song at Pride. Because
That's what gay boys want to do.
Yeah, they just want to dance. So I'm going to give you a little flavor of it. I got to go about 7 minutes into the song.
It's one of those remixes, kids.
Yeah. I love this song. I think of is back in our younger clubber days, and they would play the song all the time, and I thought, it's so funny.
I just remember thinking, just fucking dance then.
I know.
Just get out there and fucking dance. Why are you so upset about it?
Why do you have to sing about it?
Nobody's stopping you. Just get out there and fucking dance. I just want to fucking dance. She's really upset. I mean,
she
the F-bomb is dropped.
She's
a lot.
Furious. She's furious.
I don't give a fuck no more.
She does.
People think I am a whore.
She is a little bit of a whore, though.
She is.
You know, have you ever seen the Jerry Springer Opera?
No.
I heard it's actually really good. I've never seen it. We should look into getting it, see if we can have them send us a copy. Maybe we can have our staff review it, and they can report back to us during the pre-show staff meeting.
sitting around the kitchen.
We have
table.
A lot of people that work for us at Carl and Tommy. I'm just saying.
Staff meetings are really important.
Yeah. Two people, four animals.
Around a kitchen table.
That's who attends.
With a notebook and a pen.
Yep. That's a show log, Carl. Show log. It's a straight up mead
with
no
Kevin,
pen.
With Kevin watching Whale Wars.
Yep. And people yelling things in Chinese or Japanese.
Not the potato gun. That's what they shoot at these huge ass whaling ships is potato guns.
Let's just run into them. That's original.
So, but here we are listening to I just want to fucking dance.
I love that. I love it.
But I feel this really symbolized you back in the day.
It really did.
Like, you just wanted to fucking dance. Mine was more like, I just want to fucking drink. Like, maybe if that was a song.
Or I just want to F and sit here and watch you dance. That would be...
You go to town, I'll go get you a drink.
I'll keep the seat warm. I'm going to just hold up this part of the bar over
because
here.
Because it's just...
Okay, I did love dancing.
I know.
I still do love dancing.
But for me, Mirabar, especially now that I'm older, like... You go upstairs and it's a lot less crowded.
Yep.
The air conditioning actually somewhat works.
Yep.
You can have a drink and it's warm in there, but it's not uncomfortable. You walk downstairs and you want to pass out.
It's like the Amazon.
Yeah.
It is literally like a rainforest.
And like people are sweaty already. And then there's like 100 people on the dance floor who don't give a fuck that you're there.
No.
So I'm like, you know what? I'm not trying to find my husband at Mirabar.
No.
I'm going to go upstairs.
I need an EpiPen and some handstand at hand time.
But so it would, for me, even back in the day, I would need to be legit drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Not even tipsy, just drunk to go on the dance floor because it was like that annoying that I had to be so I don't care either because I'm so drunk that.
And before the dance floor was even smaller than it is now. The dance floor now, they moved it all around so it's at least a little bit bigger and you can walk around more, but before you were literally on top of people.
Where Tim would be like up on the stage, his shirt would come off, somebody would have to hold the shirt. It usually was me or Abby and you're just like, oh.
Weird.
I'm holding the shirt.
Oh, you
so
loved it.
Really, I mean.
It brings back memories of this song. It really
it
does.
It does.
It does.
I mean, we all always had a really good time at the clubs. It was just, yeah, you were all about dancing. I was all about just.
I was. I
going to the bar.
Loved it. Yeah. Loved that. Met a lot of nice people. Loved it.
And by nice people, he means people who want to fuck him.
Oh my god.
So that's what we're talking about.
Carol! Right. No, girl, no.
And I just think it's funny because I remember distinctively one night we were all there and our friend Billy was with us and it was the three of us and you had just started or you'd just been offered the job to entertain slash dance slash
talent
shot boy there. And this is how long ago it was, and this is how, like, dating us is how long we've been friends, is a man came up and hit on you, and it was at the end of the night, and we were all kind of standing there wanting to go.
Oh, I remember the story.
And a guy was hitting on you, and he was, like, 26 years old, and when you found that out, you were like, oh, I have to go. And you made up an excuse, like, my friends really want to leave. And it was hilarious because now we're clearly past the age of 26, but this is like it kicked it back so old school that we're like, oh my god, 26, get me the fuck out of here. This guy is so old.
Gross.
Where's his fucking like
AARP card?
Yeah. Where's his fucking check from the government? Yeah.
He has social security.
I know. And now Billy, who was maybe 19, maybe 20 at the time, is now 26. Mm-hmm. So it's just funny how...
We got old fast.
Yeah, we did.
Yep. So now we're the creepy old guys at the top looking down.
And we're not creepy old because we don't hit on the 19-year-olds.
No,
we
you're
just
true.
Go and have
you're
a
true.
Good time.
You're true. You're right.
True.
Oh, hello.
We have a good time with the friends we're at. Actually, Tommy was talking about going to the club tonight.
Mm-hmm. I was.
I don't think that will happen.
No, Kevin wasn't too keen on that idea.
No. You need to give Kevin like a 72-hour warning.
I know.
Of like, we're going to go to the club.
He needs like seven naps.
He's like a baby.
14
you need to like,
energy drinks.
You need to like tip him over on his side.
Yep.
Like you do a baby when they're like, when their sleep schedule's out and like he can finally stay up past like 10 o'clock.
Oh my God.
Because the past three shows, and this is only show four.
Yep. He's been in bed before we leave the studio.
Yeah.
Yep.
We open the door. I'm like, why is it dark in your living room?
Oh, everything's off.
Oh.
Kevin's in bed.
Kevin is in bed.
All right, next song. Wow, did we go on an effing tangent there?
You love it, people. These are stories.
Next song. Our next song is actually brand to the spankin' new. And it's from one of my best girlfriends, Natasha Bedingfield. Love her. I want you to listen just for a second to the first couple of lyrics. Don't laugh, Carl.
I was trying to cross the street when I tripped and spilled my coffee on a man who yelled at me. Then he walked off in a hurry. Now he's gonna be late for work. So we called his secretary, said to cancel his appointment with the guy in the lobby who's been waiting for a while. I'm talking.
I can't. He's mouthing the words across the studio. When I first played this song, it's called
Touch. You have to play the chorus for them.
I know. All right, fine. So it's called Touch.
Yes.
By Natasha Bedingfield. This is like this week's song for me. I love this song. When I played it for Carl, and Kevin was there too. Last night,
yeah,
right?
Night.
Yes. While we were watching TV, they both went off and started making up their own words.
Clearly, if you listen to that, it's ridiculous. And this is the type of songs that, like, if this song was out 10 years ago, this is the type of song that I would have walked back to Tim's room to and see it, like, plastered.
Oh, yeah. And I would have been like, you know why I like this? Because I spilled hot cocoa this morning on one of my supervisors.
And I was like, oh, my God, this is, like, the song. But, see, Kevin and I were discussing how they came up with a cute, like, chorus.
Mm-hmm.
And, it, you know, dancing. And then they're like, but we have nothing. So, it's literally like you just, like, wrote down. It was like a
Tell
food
me what
journal.
You did yesterday. Yeah. Yeah.
Of, like, I ate a McMuffin and then I was walking. Like, like, really. And she doesn't even sing it. She just talks it.
She does.
She tries to do this little rap.
You know what it reminds me of? Tom's Diner.
Yes, by Suzanne Vega.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Suzanne Vega, I feel, owned that because the whole song was that.
Right.
Where it didn't go into this dancey chorus.
No. Do you know what show this has been on multiple times?
The Hills.
The Hills.
Or The City.
The Hills and The City, because they love them some Natasha Bedingfield. Yeah.
I feel they might have like a contract.
Yeah, she's
her,
getting
like
a big old check from them.
So. But
I like it. I think it's cute.
But when you...
Every interaction causes a chain reaction. I mean, that...
But, okay, in the second... Tommy didn't play for it for you. But in the second chorus, she talks about, like, picking up chocolate chip cookies. Like, this is the lyrics we're talking about,
I have
about,
a bag of alcohol.
Yeah, and some chocolate chip cookies. And because she's talking about going to a party, so she has a bag of alcohol and chocolate chip cookies. And she slips, but somebody grabs her hand, and so she doesn't
fall. She breaks her heel. Yeah, she breaks her heel.
Come on, you need to talk some sense into Tommy. You need to write in. You need to tell us that this song is ridiculous.
You guys love it. You love it. Download it. Touch. The main version by Natasha Bedingfield.
And I, can I just say, he was like, he told me not to laugh. But he...
I could not laugh.
Showing...
Because you were mouthing the words like, and I'm going to the shop.
That's how dumb it is.
I know.
And I spilled my coffee on the man who was late for his appointment.
So
what
he called his secretary
to cancel his appointment that was waiting in the lobby. Really?
I love it. That's Which leads ridiculous. Me to our next.
So I just want to say that laughing, it was Tommy laughing.
It was me. I'll own it. I'll be it for Halloween. Ugh. The next song.
Ridiculous song, people. Fucking ridiculous.
Ridiculous song number deuce.
This is number three, actually.
Oh, number three. Well, it's ridiculous song number two, but it's... Oh, okay. Well, actually, the first one was pretty ridiculous, too. This is a song... I don't know which version I want to play.
You know it's bad when he...
Oh, Carl, this one has the lyrics. This song is actually an artist. Her name is Charisse. She was discovered by David Foster. And I don't know if you know this. If you've ever seen on PBS... David Foster has, like, I don't know how to describe it, but it's a show of all his, like, premiere music, and he introduced her to sing one of Whitney Houston's songs. She's this little Asian girl. She's cute. The name of the song is Pyramid. It also features Sean Kingston. But the words, are so stupid. It's here you go, listen. Now here's my question. How did they get to the top of the pyramid? Because even when the wind is blowing, it feels just like heaven's touch. Together at the top, like a pyramid. Really, Charisse? How did you get to the top of the pyramid? Those are the words.
When the wind blows?
When the wind blows. Even when the wind is blowing, it feels just like it's heaven's touch. I just think it's funny. Like a pyramid. Built this on a solid rock.
Yeah, it's pretty cheesy, but I do think it's hilarious that you are ripping this song to shreds when she actually sings the lyrics. And yeah, they're cheesy and
talking about
a pyramid. Like,
Mama has problems.
We rolled this Mama rock like, together.
Mama has problems.
Mama has problems. But like the Natasha Bedingfield is solid gold for you. But this song is funny. And
S to the olive gold. Love it. Love it.
Likes how she talks about the winds of Jesus or something like that. The winds of
yes, she does. The winds of heaven.
But
I love this song.
I mean, I think it's cute. She's a young girl.
She's finding her own because what she was doing was covering.
She's finding her own.
What she was doing was covering all of Whitney's songs, and it sounded like karaoke. So she needed to do her own thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, Ma? I didn't even
but
say
I,
it.
I mean, do you think this song is really going to go somewhere?
It's actually on the Hot 100.
For dance, though.
No,
right?
Hot 100, not Club Airplay.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I know you're not versed in the Billboard charts. It's fine. We checked the charts at the staff meeting before the show.
Wow.
And I just want to say, the songs we've played for you so far, all in the top 10.
Of dance.
Of dance, yes. But Hot 100, they're all in the Hot 100.
We already talked about this, that it's a step up from getting a song on the country music chart. Like, you just put, like...
Excuse me.
What?
Dancing on My Own is fantastic, and I won't stand for this. I won't stand for
you're already sitting down, so you're not standing for anything.
I will stand up if I wasn't attached by cords to this computer. And with my feet up on the other computer.
We already talked about you're dressed in all white. You're ready to go to a white party. Like,
you know what? You're just jealous.
I'm not. Why would I be jealous of music that you have no... It's not like you signed her.
I wish I had. Oh, my God. I'd be so rich. Right?
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 I just want to not be poor anymore.
Right?
Whoa.
What? What's that? Uh-oh. Know what time that is. It's time for everyone's favorite session. Oh, yeah. Hold on. Oh, man. I totally blew it.
You fucked up.
We were trying to do amazing segues this week. That was going to be the title track of this week's show. Amazing. You know what it is? It's that wild cherry rum. I'm not even joking.
I've already drank mine. I'm doing fine.
I already drank mine. I'm doing fine. I know you are, but I've had a long day.
Oh, shut up.
Don't even start with me. Don't even. Just kidding.
You were the only one in your office. You, like, masturbated at your desk.
I have a glass office, A, and B, that's gross. Okay, our last song in This Week in Music, which is actually really, really good. It's called Impossible by Chantel. It's on both the Dance Play charts and the Hot 100 at a very pleasing number.
And I'm sure many of you have heard this song.
Yeah, it's actually really good, which is funny. She already has a freaking greatest hits album, question mark. She had a lot of albums that didn't do so well, so she took this song and changed it around and re-released it, and it's actually done pretty well. It's got a really good hook. I like it. Here, listen a little bit. You know what? I have to say something. This is another one. I would have typed it out.
No, you wouldn't have.
All My Scars Are Open. Oh. You can't see us air singing, but we were just air singing and holding the earpiece up to our ears that we already have on.
Yeah.
It's impossible. She's you know what? She's telling a really
good story.
She's
shouting it from the rooftops.
I love that. I love that line. You love that. Shout it from the rooftops.
And who really hears you from the rooftop?
Well, nobody. Most of their windows are closed.
Yeah.
Everybody's air conditioning.
It's usually like in New York City or Boston or a city. And shouting. Nobody hears you. They're all far down.
Unless you're in a neighborhood.
Yeah.
On your roof.
And then you just look crazy.
It's not cool to be on your roof in a neighborhood. So check it out if you want to download it. Chantel. Chantel. There's nothing traditional about the spelling of her name. It's Chontel. T-E-L-L-E. Chantel. Just like it sounds. And the name of the song is Impossible from
But
her
there's an E
album.
At the end.
Yeah, Chantel.
So not traditional spelling of tell either.
No. It's just a young black girl's name. I don't know what to say. There's not an apostrophe.
True.
No, Chantel. She's really, really pretty. Check it out. She's a really talented artist. She's come into her own, obviously, because she had some flops for albums before. But check it out. I like it. You know what I'm saying? Do you like it?
Yeah, I mean, it's on the radio now. I've heard it before.
The mix of it's a little bit better, I have to say. But you always make fun of me because I say that pretty much about everything.
Yes.
But I'm just saying.
You do.
I do. I tend to. All right. Now it's time to move on to This Week in TV /
So You Think You Can Dance.
We got some piece to talk about here.
Yeah,
we got a couple of things. That's French for a couple.
Is it really?
No, it's not at all.
What's French for couple?
Couple, plus, more, couple. Doesn't really know direct translation of the word couple.
That means he doesn't know it, folks.
Plus?
It's gotta be a French word for couple.
Well, I tried to explain this to you last week. There's not a lot of words that directly translate. They're all idiomatic phrases. The romance languages. Come on, Carl. I can't do this again with
what
you.
What do you mean?
Romance languages don't literally translate from English. They have idiomatic expressions. So if you...
I took Spanish for 5 years.
Yeah, so then you know. Stop getting all up in my grill about not knowing how to say
but
shit.
You all like, I can speak French fluently. My grandmother speaks French.
Well, she's dead.
I meant you were a kid. She like taught you.
So
French.
You think you can dance? Well, she didn't.
My
teach
grandmother's
me, but
dead
I
too.
I know. Wow, this just turned into like the Debbie Downer hour.
It wasn't mean to get you
Minute
mad.
Minute 33, and the show goes
saying,
downhill.
I learned Spanish. I would make up phrases in Spanish because I knew words how to get around because I didn't know the specific word.
If you really want to know, couple would probably be literally translated more than one. So it would be pleu or plus de more than one. I hate you
he
so much right now.
The meanest face ever.
I will rip your face off. I'm just saying.
I'm trying to learn.
I
took one semester of...
Well, this ain't Rosetta fucking Stone. You can learn off the air. You know what I'm trying to say? This ain't
just because I...
This ain't no $69.95 Rosetta fucking Stone. All right. I'm going to re-intro this and we're going to start over again. Doing a little head bob. All right.
So You Think You Can Dance.
Okay. So You Think You Can Dance. Let's talk about it. This week's show was hot.
I'm still laughing about the French thing. I'm sorry.
Shut up. You're such an a-hole. Okay. So this week, first of all, the performance this week by Neo, I thought it was pretty good.
But he didn't sing a lot.
He really didn't. Yeah. It was tracked the whole time.
It was, again, the same.
It's definitely like not You Think You Can Sing.
I feel it's really... Like, I mean, it's really easy to sound good live when all you do is sing some of the chorus and do the shout-outs like, oh...
I know,
you know.
I know. He's pulling an Usher because when Usher performed on that show, I was like, really, with the track? You can't... Usher, half of your thing is that you can run around the stage and... be all, I'm Usher, I'm running around the stage, and I can still sing.
I know, he's supposed to
be... he does his sneaker thing.
He's supposed to be singer, actor, dancer.
What the hell is the name of that song? Beautiful something, right? Neo, beautiful, beautiful
monster.
That's right, monster. I don't know. If
As gonna you be can able see, we're it. Not ready.
Neo, beautiful monster. That's why I can't even find it. It's like error.
That's why there was a segue into the couple in French. I was trying to give him
couple. God, do we have to go back to that again? I hate you, Carl. Yeah. I hate you. All right, no, seriously. But anyway, the show was good, minus his performance. It was okay.
Well, yeah.
If you want to, here's the thing. If you're going to sing to a track, if I want to listen to the fucking CD, I'll listen to the fucking CD. I don't need you to sing it slash run around stage mouthing it.
I'll turn it on the radio.
Right.
Because by the time they get to So You Think You Can Dance, they're hit. The song that they're going to sing is already hit.
Exactly.
So
there it is,
and it's already somebody already danced to it, I think, on So You Think You Dance
week two.
Yeah,
week two. That's when Kevin heard it for the first time, and he was like, "I need to download that. I love me some Neo." And I'm like, "What? Who are
you?" He got really excited last night when
he did. It is, you know what? It's a good song.
No, it is.
Not gonna lie.
I love how that was echoing because Tommy was taking.
It could be. Yeah, I was having a little bev, a little bit of my just cruising, going out cruising. There we go. All right, so Neo performed. Let's talk about the dancers. We predicted the bottom three were going to be Melinda,
Billy,
and either Jose or Adichike.
Yes.
Now, we were pleasantly surprised at the top of the hour when Billy, actually all four of the guys that were up called on stage first, were all safe.
Yes, because it was...
It was Billy, Alex. Kent,
no,
Alex.
Billy wasn't up there first.
Oh, no, Adichike.
Yes.
Adichike.
Kent. Laura.
Oh, Lauren.
Lauren.
That's right. There was a girl up there. Sometimes I black that out. Lauren and
now there's Adichike. Only two of them left.
I know. The show is totally crazy. So they did their whole thing. They did their dances. The dances were okay. I really wasn't like, with the exception of Alex's, God, I hate him so much, but that dance was so good.
It was. It really was good.
He's just such a little douche, like his attitude. Carl and I were talking that why can't we just be judges on the show? Because I would smack that shit attitude right out of his face. Like he's just like, I know my shit don't stink kind of attitude.
Yeah.
I just want to slap it right out of him.
And I feel like when he's like, I feel he is already confident in dancing in any style, even though he's a ballet dancer.
Right, and everyone's like, oh, hip hop.
And he plays the whole, like, I'm so nervous. And then he already, but inside I feel he is the whole, like, I'm going to
Of course,
wreck
he
this shit.
Oh yeah, he knew. He knew what he was gonna do. Oh goddess! And you know what? The judges feed into his ego.
Yeah,
and they're like, "That was you just pooped soft serve with sprinkles.
I will eat your shit off the stage."
I know. Oh god! Yeah. And then they tear the other dancers apart. Mm-hmm. Like poor Kent. No more hungry jazz face.
I also feel that's gonna be Alex's downfall. Like, demise. I feel he's gonna make it to the very end.
Yep.
But I feel like the general public will just be like, well, he's so good anyway. Like,
I know. He doesn't need this.
Yeah.
And
I also feel the same way. Like, he really doesn't need it. Like,
no.
He's already a professional dancer. When you're a part of a professional ballet company, like the Miami City Ballet, like he is.
Right.
You're a professional dancer. Yeah. You're a professional dancer.
Right. You've made it.
And he has a contract, so I don't feel he's like just a person in the background waving a rose back and forth. Like,
right, which is supposed to be what the show's about.
Yeah.
It just bothers me because each week they make references to Ken's masculinity, and it really bothers me because he is what he is. And Adam said it this week that he's probably commercially the easiest person to book, which is true because of the, like, High School Musical shows and all the Disney, everything Disney and all the teeny bop shows. Yeah. He's going to get a job, like, no question. Mm-hmm. It just bothers me that they always have something to say about him being with the girl. And it's like, we talked about this, I think, the very first show. What do you expect? What do you expect?
Yeah.
I mean, he's in the big city for the first time. If you guys watch the next show, watch how he hugs Alex.
Yes, it's they like, embrace a really long time.
Mark.
I think they're fucking. I think they're fucking. So.
Oh my god. Carl is a potty mouth this week.
Oh,
I agree. I agree. There's some shenanigans going on backstage.
I just like to say, Tommy also has a potty mouth.
I do have a potty mouth.
And we became friends really quickly because we have the same sense of filthy, humor and filthy, mouth. Disgusting sense of humor. I'm just the only one on the air that will say it.
I'll say it.
If these were like mics off and we were just sitting in his living room, he would be saying even grosser things than I am.
I know.
But
I definitely would.
So I just want to put that out. I'm not like the bad one.
No, no one said you were the bad one.
But also, I feel with Ken, he's just really young too. Like there is his masculinity, but there's also the fact that he's 18. So any 18, and I know all the male dancers, they're young. None of them are like real, like manly men and like, you know, in their mid to late 20s. They're all in their teens and early 20s. But there's something to be said about, you know, think back, we both work at universities. Like, think back even the 4 years, like, to a freshman coming in who's 18 versus a senior who's 22. There's only a 4-year difference, but
they come in tiny and impressionable and leave, like, almost grown.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So I think it's not only his sexuality that makes him less masculine, it's just the fact also he's only 18.
Well, we also talked about the whole small town, big city conversion, in that he's from Wapakoneta, middle of East Bumfuck America, where gay probably isn't even in the vocabulary, and then he comes out to Los Angeles, where it's like, hello, Dolly, and like, that shock for him must be like, wow, it's okay to do what I want to do, but then they make those dumbass comments to him about partnering with a girl, and Alex gets to partner with Twitch. It's like, hello, it's so hypocritical, but it's Fox, so that's what's going to happen on Fox. It's just, that's what they are.
Well, also growing up in Wapakoneta, I'm sure he was one of the very few males to take dance.
I know.
So he's not, he doesn't have.
He's probably like.
You know, it's not like when you're.
Fabulous.
But when you know, I can see Alex, you know, or young men growing up in like a bigger city.
Right.
Where.
Well, he's been in Miami for so long. Yeah. Forget it. I mean, Florida is just the southern tip of Florida. You can't be much more open than you are there.
Yeah.
I mean, South Beach, that whole area is very welcoming and understanding, but poor Billy, I mean, oh, not poor Billy, swear my mouth, get that out of my mouth. He needs to go next. So let's do predictions for next week. And by the way, Melinda left.
Yay!
She got eliminated.
She was one of those, I'm an artist. I'm an actress.
I'm gonna tap dance my ass off the stage.
And I thought it was awful when she was like, oh, I'm Dominican.
Colombian, sorry.
And then she was probably the worst. Like, so she's saying, like, this should be easy because it's, you know, something we used to dance at, like, family barbecues. Don't say that and then make a fool out of yourself.
Yeah, and then suck.
Like, yeah,
right.
You suck.
She,
it's one thing if you're just Colombian and saying, but I've never danced.
I'm gonna play this while we talk about her. Because she got kicked off the show.
But this air, like, you know, it's one thing of just being like, oh, I'm Colombian, but I've never danced this style before.
Here's the thing. When she said that, my roommate in college was Colombian. Do you remember him? And
no, we were not friends.
Well, you weren't friends, but you knew who he was. Mm. No, okay, you didn't. Scratch that. But anyway, his family and he knew how to dance. Like, those folks knew how to dance. We were talking about this today. One of my coworkers, she's Mexican. And they know how to dance. And I was talking to her about, you know, we would go to his house and they knew how to dance. And we'd go to my house and it would be like a bunch of white people watching TV. No, there was like always a party going on. It was just, it's such a fun, free lifestyle. Love to dance, love to have fun, love to drink, love to, you know, I had Colombian fire water for the first time and it's like 180 proof fermented alcohol and it gets you really drunk. But they know how to dance. So when she said that, I was like, you know what? I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to let her do her thing. Mm-hmm. She's Colombian. She'll do fine. I thought Shakira, because she's got a slamming body.
Yeah.
I thought she'll be fine. It was fucking horrible. It was so bad. I was like, her hips don't move. If she's trying to salsa or merengue or whatever, not even close. I mean, I could probably rock it better than she could in Spanish dancing. And I learned everything I learned from my roommate and his girlfriend at the time, who's now his wife. But I was really sad for her because you're right. I wouldn't say I'm Colombian, and if I was Colombian, I'd be pissed at this girl that she brought that out there because she looked like a fool.
I've never been a dancer, but that's like me being on a show like that and then being like, because I'm Irish, and they're like, you have Irish step dancing. I'm like, well, this will be easy. My family's Irish, but we've never done Irish step dancing.
I can see like, right off the stage.
Yeah, and then I look like a fool, and it's like, you don't want to like, I mean, I would just be like, oh, well, I'm Irish, but I've never done Irish step dancing.
And here's the thing. Tap, yeah, we know tap, tap, blah, 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 tap. Okay, tap, it's not 1952 anymore, okay? Tap is not commercial. Unless it's bringing the noise, bringing the funk, and you're adding, like, a hip urban flair to your tap. Mm-hmm. You're banging on a trash can. You gotta add something.
You gotta seem homeless. You gotta to make it look good.
You gotta have your wit card out or your EBT. No, you have to add something to it. You can't just get on a mic'd stage and tippy tap around. Mm-hmm. She at least the tappers in previous seasons had like they would tap to a song. She doesn't even tap to a song. She goes out on stage and just taps, and it's like really. It's not a talent show. It's a dance show. Yeah.
Well, my thing with tap is, for me, being, again, somebody, I do not claim to know dance.
Right.
But for me, as a viewer, is the most unentertaining form of dance ever.
Really? Because it's boring.
I know four dancers, like, I've heard, you know, I have a cousin who's younger, and she's been dancing since she was, like, six, and she does all of them, and she says it's probably the hard, like, it's the most fun to do and to learn, because you're like, you know, but... And I guess it's impressive if you're a dancer and you know the time and effort and how difficult it is.
It is.
But for somebody just watching, it looks very boring.
Yeah. You know what the thing...
And...
Here's the thing with tap. Tap is best when it's in a group. Mm-hmm. Tap becomes impressive when it's in a group. It actually becomes a little bit easier for the tappers when it's in a group because they all stay to tempo. They all do whatever they're doing. Like when I used to coach dance back in the day... When we had tap routines, the girls would always be like, let us do tap, let us do tap. And I'm always thinking to myself, it's not a talent show. It's a performance. So, yeah, you can do tap, but do it. We need to do it in a group. So mm-hmm. they'd get four or six girls. They'd learn the routine. And, yeah, it was impressive. They'd do it to something like Sierra, 1-2 step, or a Beyonce song or something. People thought that was cool. You have to bring tap into mainstream, you know? Mm. Sorry, I just ripped my mic off my head. I get really pissed about
really
tap.
Upset about tap.
I'm just more upset that she claimed to be a Colombian. I'd like to see her paperwork because I don't believe her.
I'm happy that she's gone.
Me too.
Because
I immediately changed my status to be Melinda is gone. She can tap her ass all the way home.
Because I feel that's what it is.
It was sad.
They just kept her around a long, long time. I did feel it was very anticlimactic when they were talking about on Wednesday, right after her dance, how they were saying how they were afraid that they let the wrong person go the week before.
And then I was like,
well, this is going to be boring. The minute she's called into the top three, in the bottom three,
boom,
she's going to go home.
Yep, they set her up big time. I thought that was a little mean. I didn't think it was quite necessary. They've been really harsh this season so far with the dancers. They are not effing around.
And just to talk about the judges, I just want to make two comments, which will probably go on for about 15 minutes. But I want to talk about Mia Michaels a little.
Wow,
and
what is her deal?
I think she's an excellent choreographer, and I understand where she's coming from, but she definitely tries to be, like, she basically speaks, like, she throws up granola every time she talks.
She really
does.
And
like, it basically showed it this past week when, I forget the girl's name. Here we go, with little Katie Lang in the background.
I was wondering if you know what it was.
But she...
I know, I distracted you.
She was talking about, like, I forget the girl's name. It's the other girl left besides Lauren.
Ashley.
And she was dressed in purple, did a contemporary with a day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And it was a good routine. She's a great dancer.
It was.
But then she was like, you are a soft wind. You are a hurricane. You are a purple wind. And I'm like, really, lady?
I know.
Can't you just tell her she did a good job?
She gets ridiculous with her
like
descriptions. She's seriously.
So Tommy and I were joking back and forth that like you are a burp and a fart all at the same time.
you are the Lord's wind.
Yeah.
Oh God, you're a soft. She said something like you're a soft breeze on a summer's eve, something like that. And Adam started to jump on it too, and I was like, oh, for the love of God.
And it's like Summer's Eve, what are we, a fucking douching product?
Seriously.
Like, let's be honest with ourselves. Where are we going with this?
Are you cleaning out and then flushing it to the world? Like, come on.
Are you using oil? I mean, vinegar and water.
Oh.
But my thing is, so besides Mia Michaels, I think she's crazy. Nigel is just gross with it. Like, when Lauren's top came down.
He gets so
and
creepy.
He was ridiculous.
He really is ridiculous. Oh, we have some visitors in the studio.
Hello, Molly.
Two dogs two and two dogs. People. She is pretty ridiculous. I will tell you that.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan. I get more or less of a fan of hers every week when she makes her, "You are a summer's breeze in the evening hour." I'm trying to find a funnier song to play, but I don't have that much lesbian rock on my iPod.
I'm shocked by that.
You are? Why are you so shocked by that?
Lesbian rock.
When you say she throws up granola, I got nothing. Katie Lang's the best I can do for that.
You have enough Twink Boy shitting rainbow on your iPod, though.
I do. I have plenty of that. You know what I was going to play when you talked about Adam, because I wanted to talk about him too, was the Hairspray song, and now I can't find it. I am at a loss right now. He really needs to stop with the crying. Every time there's a performance, he cries. And
he cried during a hip-hop routine.
He did cry during the hip-hop routine, and it wasn't really anything to cry about. I mean, yeah, it was good, but it wasn't anything that he needed to cry about. Here we go. Boom. Do you know why I'm playing this? I think you know why I'm playing this.
Did he choreograph it?
He did. He did. Not the Broadway show, but the actual movie. He did the dancey dance numbers for the movie. What's going on? There's people staring. There's animals in the room. Carl, you stopped talking.
I didn't know if I did. You were talking about your finding.
I found it. Are we done?
I didn't know if Kevin could find. I mean, Kevin could hear the music.
Could you hear the music?
Can you hear the music?
No, he can't hear the music.
So he's
they
just
can't hear anything.
There.
They're just looking at us
awkwardly.
I can't turn it on, or we'll have feedback. We're almost done with the show, so we'll be down in a few minutes. We're at 51 minutes, 37 seconds. We did what? We look like we're trying to land an airplane. Is that what he said?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
well, we
okay.
totally do.
Oh, yeah.
We'll take your lifetime book order. That's what I feel like, too.
I'll talk to you about your inhaler or your diabetes supplies.
Or I'll book your tickets back before you could do it online.
He's talking about, and I know you can't see us, so this is an awkward portion of the show where other people can see things you can't. But the microphones that we have on are... They're headsets with like a mic, a boom mic coming out the side. So we look like we either work at the Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru
or
Air
Time
Traffic
Warner.
Control, or Time Warner or Liberty Mutual Diabetes Supply Company, where you can call and get your testing strips.
Yes. If you want to order hits of the 60s, volumes 1 through 85, I can take that for
and
you.
And we'll throw in Our God is an Awesome God, the trilogy, which is...
He reigns from heaven above.
He does. The Christian rock CDs. All right, we got to wrap this up because we're going to go into an hour and I don't want to do that again. All right, so you think you can dance. Did we finish? We finished, so you think you can dance. Oh, we need to talk about... All right, I'm shutting this off.
This is kind of a hot mess end of the show.
Yeah, what happened? All right, we need to talk about the future of the show. So what we need you to do is if you would like us to cover something, you want us to do a story. We've had a couple of suggestions in the past and we covered them during weeks 2 and 3, so...
Did we?
Yeah, we did. We had our friend at the school who sent us the letter, remember?
Oh, yes.
We did that. We had the suggestion. We had a couple of show suggestions in the last email about topics and audio. We also have some guest hosts that will be coming in. A good friend of ours that you met during week 2, Jandra. Remember Jandra? Oh, yeah. She's asked to make a special guest appearance. She actually told me she might stop by tonight, but she has missed the boat because it's already 53 minutes into the show and we're going to be done soon. So
isn't she going
she
up somewhere different?
For, she is.
For the July weekend?
But Jandra gets a round of applause. She is. She's on her way probably to York Beach, which is where all the elite meet to eat in York Beach, Maine. But she's going to be making an appearance in our next couple of shows. But you can email us at carlandtommy@gmail.com. Carl spelled with a K, non-tradition spelling. carlandtommy@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook in the search bar. Type Carl and Tommy, and you could join our fan page, The Carl and Tommy Show. You could play our episodes right in the player on the Facebook page, or you can go to carlandtommy.podomatic.com and check us out on our podcast site, or you can go to the iTunes store in the entertainment or comedy section and download us by searching Carl and Tommy. Again, non-tradition spelling of Carl. It's Carl with a K and Tommy, A-N-D, not the ampersand. Check us out, download us. Whoa.
Not
that
the ampersand.
That was an animal making
And if anybody
weird
out
noise.
There knows the actual French word for couple,
Oh my god!
Please let us know.
So you know what? I'm gonna call. I'm gonna next show. French. We're gonna call someone who speaks way better French than I do because I haven't used it since I was probably 8. My good friend Callie, and she will tell you a couple of words in French that you need to know.
Like, fuck you.
Like, fuck you. I knew that.
What is it?
It's fuck you. No, just kidding. You have a potty mouth this week with the potty mouth swearing. I don't have anything to play while
I didn't
talking.
Fuck up your name once.
Yeah, you did. You called me Tim like 4 times.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. We'll hear it during playback, but you called me Tim like 4 times.
Oh, fuck me then. I tried my best.
You didn't try at all. You called me Tommy like 2 times. It's fine. This is
you're lying.
It's a reoccurring theme that will happen during the Carl and Tommy show. Yeah. But it's okay. My real name's Tim. His real name is Kyle. You might not know his real name's Kyle because I don't think I've ever... I think I called you Kyle once during the whole show.
What's it? Think you're better than me?
Kevin's also not Kevin's real name, but I won't say his real name just in case. To protect the innocent / guilty. And Elaine Farrell, or Elaine Farrell. That's not her real name either. Yeah, whatever. I called her Eileen. I called her Elaine. But... Jaquanda. Yeah, Jandra's not her real name either. It's Miss McGillicuddy is her actual real name. All right, we got to go. Carl, what's the deal?
What?
Do you want to talk about anything else, or are you good?
I'm pretty good.
You're good? I know you wrote down... Oh, we already talked about the Facebook group. We got 74 people. It's crazy. 74 people. And over 1,000 listens. Oh my God, in stereo, we said that. All right, so we're going to go out. Now, next week's show, we might be doing a little crazy remote broadcast because Carl... is working, so it's maybe true. Maybe I'll try to get Jandra to come in the studio, and then we'll connect you in remote, and we'll do it that way. Does that sound good?
Sure.
That sounds good. I like it. We're going to go out to, again, my new favorite song of the week, which is, Carl, before it starts playing.
I don't know. Touch? Oh, God.
All right, everybody, check us out, Carl and Tommy, on Facebook. Search us, Carl and Tommy, or email us, carlandtommy@gmail.com. iTunes Store, same thing, carlandtommy.podomatic.com if you want to check us out there. We'll see you next week. Carl will be remote broadcasting from upper
from
west eastern Massachusetts.
Southeastern Mass.
And we'll be here in the studio in Attleboro. I'll try to get a host with us in here. And we'll pull him in remotely. Have a great 4th of July weekend. Celebrate safely. Make good choices. Do you want to say anything else?
I would say the opposite. Make some bad choices. In the spirit of America, just make some bad choices.
Go ahead and make some bad choices. Just bring hand sanitizer with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all you have to do.
Drink.
Have bevs. Mm-hmm. Have
which we are going to do right now. That's why we're...
Yeah, that's why we're leaving. Have a nice going out cruising, which was... Tell them what it is again.
Black cherry rum and either Coke or Diet Coke.
It's important to have black cherry cruising rum, and I'm actually just finishing mine now, so we're going to go get more and enjoy the rest of the evening. Thanks for checking us out. Thanks for stopping by. Carl, it's lovely as always.
Good night,
Kyle.
Folks.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you next week, everybody. Have a great weekend, and thanks for listening.